You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Tuesday, April 5th, 2016. Oh, shit, we missed out yesterday. 4-4-16. Damn.
We missed it.
Now it's 4.
Through editing, we could not miss it, but we won't do that.
No, we're not going to do that. It's too much work. I mean, I have my time machine here.
But you know. Illusion.
But you know how we actually get things done.
Exactly.
4-5-20-16.
Well, we could do that. Yeah.
It's kind of like that.
We kind of just missed it.
Yeah.
We just need to wait till 2020, right?
4-5-20.
We'll be back.
We'll be back.
Take that time machine. Yeah, right.
We like find future us and we're like, you guys have to do this episode. They're like, we haven't done the podcast
it
for
stopped.
Years.
What
like,
are you
what
doing here?
The last
it's like,
years?
Wait, what?
Yeah, so let's get into leftovers. We get a title for a much. What was it? Let me. What's the word I'm looking for? A highly anticipated sequel.
Yes.
Kingsman 2 has a title. It is called Kingsman: The Golden Circle, and apparently it has to do with the Kingsmen coming to America.
Ooh.
And meeting their American counterparts.
Interesting. So there's like a society in America that is like the Kingsmen, I guess, but it can't be as old.
Maybe it's called like the President's Men.
Not that old. Presence Man. Ah. Oh,
that's not a dumb bad. Name. But.
Interesting. Because, yeah, they were only like in America, a very small part of that film.
When?
The church scene.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, they were in
the most awesome scene like,
yeah,
in the movie.
I just assumed that was all in England, too.
No.
They were very much in America.
Very much. Very much. And then when
like in
he
the South
goes to his house and they get the McDonald's or whatever. What Colin Firth flies to Samuel L. Jackson's house.
Yeah.
And he's
I forgot
like,
that was
he's
in America,
like,
too.
McDonald's. And that was
you
odd.
Know what they call a Big Mac in, or a quarter pounder with cheese in France? I'd be like, this is weird. What movie are we watching?
This is so strange. All this description of it out of context sounds like it's a weird movie.
Yeah.
Not a good movie.
A Real with cheese. And I'm like, oh, I knew that one.
It's still Matthew Vaughn directing, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks. They're in good hands. I don't think Colin Firth is coming back unless they, like, just keeping it secret. Because I think that was their plan, was to somehow get him back. But don't think he's coming back unless they found, unless they're keeping a secret, I guess.
Yeah. We got a new person added to the Blade Runner sequel.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people joining this. A lot of.
Yeah.
Interesting cast.
Princess Buttercup. Jenny herself.
Jenny.
Claire Underwood. Robin Wright.
Mm-hmm. What? I forgot her name in Wonder Woman. Her character name. They have such weird names in Wonder Woman.
Yeah, something like, probably like Agamantis.
They're all like very hard to say, except like Diana Prince.
Yeah. You're like, oh.
You're like, oh, that's easy to pronounce. That's why we, maybe that's the plot of the movie. That's why we send you to Man's World, because they can pronounce your name.
Yeah.
And it'll be a lot easier for you to get by.
It's like what happened when my parents named me. They're like, we want a name that American people can pronounce easily.
Go out. They can pronounce your name.
Become a president. I'm like, no one wants to be under President Dhruv Patel.
We got Barack, man. We got President, middle name Hussein.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Like, that is ridiculous. I don't understand it. But that is the world that happened. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Craziness.
And then Dave Bautista is a maybe.
Dave Bautista, he's like going to like just blockbuster franchise movies, it seems.
Yeah, because he was in Spectre, right?
Yeah.
Craziness.
It's like Guardians to Spectre to possibly this. Back to Guardians.
Apparently Conor McGregor was supposed to be in some movie. Canceled.
Really? Because he lost. Like,
he's like, he wants to focus on this new fight.
You're not movie material. Meanwhile, Ronda Rousey's like, I'm still doing movies.
Yeah. And she's like not ready to fight until...
until her movie's done or something.
Until November or something, Dana White says.
Jeez.
But that's enough of that. That's, enough of that. We got a section for that. Yeah. We got an MMA section for that.
Exactly.
Rose Red. This is the weirdest thing I've ever heard about.
Yeah.
Because live action movie about Snow White's sister is happening. Is it ever mentioned in... I haven't seen Snow White in a long time because I don't like to watch movies that old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that old. That's a very old movie.
It's like and, from my 40s or something, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like pretty
not
old.
Appealing. I think it's very 1936.
I 30s, say. Yeah, you're probably right. I think that's that you're right.
Let's find out. Snow.
Thirty-seven. Year off.
That was close, man.
Really close.
Can you guess when the story was originally published? By the Brothers Grimm? I'd be shocked if you could. That's fucking amazing.
1810?
Holy shit. You were close. 1812.
Oh, 1812. The War of 1812. I knew it was an old story. Were the Brothers Grimm, were they like two people, like brothers? And
yeah.
They created all of the stories?
No, they just went town to town and like heard these stories and wrote them down.
Oh, okay. That's what that movie's about? Isn't there a movie called The Brothers Grimm?
But then, like, they're paranormal investigators because, like, all these stories that they hear are true stories.
Hmm. Weird.
So, yeah. I don't remember them mentioning a sister.
No, I think they're just making this up for another movie.
But if you type in, I just typed in Snow White, and there was, like, a picture of a person... Maybe it's just a random drawing. I think it might be. Yeah, it's just someone else did this. It's creepy now that I see it. Why would someone make... Okay, whatever. But yeah.
I'm confused. Like, why is there a big, like, Snow White, like...
resurgence happening?
Yeah. Like, I feel like that movie, the winter whatever one, the Huntsman movie?
Yeah, the
I
Winter
feel like
Princess
that's not
going to
do well.
Nope.
Like, I don't understand why they made it.
I don't know why they made the first one.
Yeah, I'm very baffled by what's going on.
I think that director
on.
Just wanted to fuck Kristen Stewart.
I think that's the whole premise of the movie.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm going to create this whole movie just for this to happen.
Yeah.
Get her away from Twilight.
Get her away from that Rob Pattinson.
Yeah, because I think they're still making those movies when, like, they were making that Snow White movie. And making them at the same time.
Yeah, probably. But, yeah.
So is there a premise for this character, or is it like they totally made up this character?
I don't know. I would be interested to see if like this is the whole time she's not at home, and they're like, where the hell is she?
All right, here is Rose Red, and why are they making a movie about her? Focus on the rosy cheeked Snow White and. It's not summarizing quickly enough. Okay, so there's like two different Snow White stories, and it's like mashing two together.
Rose Red and this?
Movie will take place right after Snow White bites into the poisonous apple. Rose Red embarks on a journey with one of the dwarves, Grumpy, to help save her sister.
Nice. Grumpy has a beard.
So I guess
like him.
They get Grumpy and her, and she's like, we gotta find
this
dude to kiss her, probably.
In a universe that we've seen.
I assume this is a whole new thing.
Is this made by Disney? I thought it was by Disney.
It is Disney, yeah.
Isn't Mirror Mirror by Disney, though? With Julia Roberts?
Is that the Disney one? This one's not the Disney, like the one with
Snow White and Huntsman, no.
Yeah. I assume this is a new world.
I could not imagine a movie where a director fucks the main actress. That's a Disney movie.
Just doesn't happen.
Oh, wait, Tim Burton movies. Any movie he's ever done.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, no, because his wife's never the main character.
No, she's always
supporting.
She's always supporting.
Like a good wife should. support.
One way to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think it's totally new story. They're like, what? They didn't... Oh, yeah, they did Mirror Mirror. It's like they didn't even do a live action Snow White. It's like no one saw that. That's the problem.
Yeah, because it came out like a few weeks before Snow White and the Huntsman.
Yeah.
And one of those movies had Charlize Theron in it, and the other one had Julia Roberts in it.
Yeah.
And you're like, which one am I going to go watch?
Yeah, and one was that a darker take, and one was like too happy.
Yeah, because Charlize Theron wore Bones.
Yeah, she's a pretty dark movie. They're like a lot of creatures and stuff in that movie, and I think like Thor's wife got killed and stuff. It was pretty brutal.
Yeah. Yeah, and he was like an alcoholic.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Pretty messed up character. And she was like locked in a dungeon for like her whole life or something. Snow White was.
Yeah.
Very, very disturbing.
But then Maleficent was really good.
Yes.
That was a Disney movie.
Yeah.
I wasn't a fan of that crow bird person.
Yeah, that was very odd. I wasn't a fan of... She didn't turn into a dragon.
No, the bird does.
I know. I like when she turns into a dragon.
Yeah, me too.
I was like, this is the twist. Like, I don't know if that was a twist they were going. It was weird.
Dungeons and Dragons news. Mm-hmm. That movie that's coming out, where it's like, I forgot what they compared it to. Game of Thrones meets The Hobbit meets something else. The director of Goosebumps is directing it. Rob Letterman. So that's pretty cool. Mid-90s, a movie that I can get behind.
Movie I can relate to.
Yeah, because it takes place during my life. Jonah Hill is making his directorial debut and directing this movie.
Is he gonna be in it?
I don't know. You want me to look it up?
I kind of want to know what this... I assume it's about kids in the mid-90s, but that's just from the title alone.
Mid-90s. Jonah Hill. I'll just type in Jonah.
Jonah.
Okay. A mid-90s coming-of-age dramedy that he also wrote... centers on a young boy coming up in Los Angeles in the mid-1990s, learning life lessons with his skateboarding crew of friends. He'll probably knows a thing or two about that topic, as he himself was a young boy coming up in Los Angeles in the mid-90s, though we don't know if he learned any life lessons with a skateboarding crew of friends. However, Hill does not plan on acting in this movie.
Oh. I mean, if he can't be one of the kids, I guess there's no point. He could be the old dude giving advice, though.
Yeah. Oh, and he actually, this isn't the first thing he's ever directed. He directed a music video for Sarah Bareilles in Gonna Get Over You. That's the name of the music video, the song.
Sure.
In 2011.
Why not?
Yeah. Sarah B.
Sarah B.
Yeah, so that happened. Back to the Future ride closed down, the last one.
No
is,
more?
Is no anywhere? More. And that was in Universal Studios
Someone
Japan.
Someone has to have like bought that, right?
I don't know if I can do that.
You can't do
you
that?
You can watch the video on YouTube.
But I assume, yeah, I guess. If you,
that was my favorite ride for
like
a long time.
That's like 90% of the ride is that video anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Because even the Simpsons ride is gone.
Yeah. What's there now?
The Minion ride?
Minion ride.
I'm trying to go back. I think I want to buy a pass.
Yeah, I haven't been to Universal in a while.
I'm thinking of either... I think I'm going to buy a Universal Studios pass so I can go to Harry Potter World.
Yeah.
And I want to buy a San Diego Zoo pass again.
Mm-hmm.
Because I miss the San Diego Zoo. I had a pass for like 2 years.
The zoo's cool.
The zoo's pretty cool. I like to go there, watch the gorillas.
Mm-hmm.
Like one day, I will set you free.
Sure. They'll go rampaging around. The
zoo. Experiment on one, make it really smart.
Grodd!
Yeah, my own gorilla Grodd. My own, as if you'll listen to me.
I know.
That's like the second lesson that's I should learn.
Everyone tries to do that to Grodd, it never works.
Yeah.
He always fights you.
And he always like ends up murdering me.
Yeah.
Probably eating me, because I think gorillas, depending on if they're highland gorillas or lowland gorillas, I think they eat flesh.
I think so.
I think highland gorillas eat flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Because one time,
if they're smart, they'll eat you too.
Yeah.
If you got
leave no trace.
If you got big intelligence, they'll be like, "I'll just eat them."
Then they especially if I keep my beard, they're gonna be like, "This guy looks like a gorilla."
Yeah.
This is no different than what we do in the jungle. I like the gorillas. I always used to, when I used to go like a few years ago, I'd just stand by the gorillas and just stare at them.
Mm-hmm.
Just like watch them.
And they stare back.
Yeah.
So this video this week, like you see, there was a gorilla that like attacked this little girl.
Holy
in like
shit.
A zoo. It was really creepy.
I might change. I might have to reverse my opinion.
It was
on
just
this.
Like at a glass wall, and it just like came running
oh,
out
yeah.
right at the wall.
Yeah,
it's like a 10-15 second clip.
Yeah, that is. It was
that
really
is
scary,
terrifying. Because like, can you really trust the zoo upkeep to like completely protect you?
I remember one time I went to the zoo because like they have two gorilla areas. There's like a gorilla area where there's like no glass,
mm-hmm.
and it's like the gorillas obviously
yeah, when
they can't
like
get
a,
to you. It's like far. There's like a trench.
Yeah.
So they physically can't. Well, you assume they can't get to you.
Yeah.
I don't know how far
they
can jump.
Yeah, maybe they got all these skills that you're like, oh,
yeah,
shoot,
they've been training like at
yeah,
night and stuff.
The gorillas have been like, they've been underestimating their like the people have underestimated their skills that
yeah.
they can do these things.
So it just jumps over the fence yeah. and just tackles me and starts chomping
I've seen
at
Planet
my
of the
face.
Apes, man. They can do some crazy
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, it took down a helicopter in that movie. Yeah, it's
exactly.
crazy. And so it's like there's a silverback gorilla over there, and then also they have like a monkey area where there's glass and you can like get up to the monkey. And one time a gorilla was just chilling out like with his back against the wall,
mm-hmm.
and I put my hand against the glass.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is the closest I'm ever gonna get to a gorilla.
Yeah.
Like a few inches away.
Mm-hmm.
With a big thick piece of glass in between us.
Yeah.
But yeah, some of that is pretty scary.
Oh yeah. Yeah. When you realize the animals are like, they're really powerful.
Yeah. Like, those gorillas
mm-hmm.
are pure muscle.
Well, I mean, when, yeah, you figure when they're that strong, like when chimpanzees can kick your ass and they're super strong, you can't imagine
yeah.
like how strong a gorilla probably is.
Remember our teacher telling us a story of when he went to the zoo because his friend worked there
mm-hmm.
and he was like allowed into the chimpanzee exhibit?
Yeah.
And then he said like it grabbed onto his arm
mm-hmm.
and he thought his arm was going to get crushed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like that's scary because like, you like a chimpanzee doesn't look that
no, it looks tiny.
Yeah,
it's like a little hairy baby.
Yeah, it's crazy how strong they are.
And he said they had to put a fencing mask on the chimpanzee because
mm-hmm.
they would chew off his face.
Jeez.
Which I mean happened later on. Remember that
uh-huh.
chimpanzee like tore off a woman's face?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
That's just scary.
Who? Michael Jackson? What a terrible mistake.
I know.
I think Bubbles was pretty broken down though.
Yeah, was it like an acting ape?
I think it was just like a circus, former circus
yeah.
chimp.
When you get, they like train him and like beat it out of him. I'm
yeah,
sure.
I think they beat it out
which
of him.
Terrible.
Like beast.
Yeah.
Just like Michael Jackson. Who beat. I read this story.
He identifies with Bubbles. He's
yeah.
like,
he's like, we were both beaten at a young age.
Yeah.
I read the story of how Joe Jackson, what was it? He was trying to teach his kids a lesson about something.
Mm-hmm.
So he wore a mask, climbed into Michael Jackson's room,
mm-hmm.
and started screaming in the middle of the night.
Wow.
And apparently that like traumatized Michael Jackson to
I'm
where
sure.
he kept on having, he had like reoccurring nightmares of that he was going to get kidnapped.
That is terrifying. Man.
What a terrible father.
That's just horrible.
The reason I know that fact is because I've been looking on April Fool's Day. I do different things every few years.
Mm-hmm.
I like to switch it up. So one year I would compliment people and then under my breath, be like, April Fool's.
What? So mean.
They wouldn't know. They thought I was complimenting them. And then and then for the last few years, I like to look up really sad, horrible facts
mm-hmm.
and then tell them to people on April Fool's Day. And then they expect to hear an April Fool's and I don't give them April Fool's.
Mm. Going back to Michael Jackson, I think they're making like a movie on his
yeah,
tape, right?
Judd Apatow's making like an animated movie about him.
Yeah, so weird.
Sharknado, the next one, got a title.
It's not the next
it's
one.
It's not
again.
The next one. It's Sharknado, the Fourth Awakens. And apparently there's a shark in space in this one.
Oh, finally going to space.
Yeah, the final frontier, man.
Final frontier. Of course. I mean, they've gone everywhere. I think they went to space. I didn't see it. I didn't watch
I haven't
any,
seen
of
any
of
these.
But I have heard about them. And I think they the people went to space.
To get away from the sharks?
In the third one. I think so.
I don't know.
Because I think How Did This Get Made did it. So I think I heard that.
I'll say I don't listen to it if I haven't seen the movie. Oh. Most of the time.
Nah, I'll still listen to it because I don't want to watch most of those movies.
Yeah. But, yeah, so if you're into those movies, there's something to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
TV news. Let's talk about some TV. Game of Thrones. Each episode this season, which comes out
3 weeks. Well, 2.5.
Fourth?
I guess now.
27th? 24th.
What's 3 weeks from Sunday? Which this is today.
It's 3 weeks from today. Yeah, the 24th.
25th, right?
Today's the 3rd.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
The Sunday, the
3rd. Confused what day it is. Yes, there we
24th.
Go. 24th. Yes.
Each episode costs $10 million.
That's crazy. That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. I heard some of the battles are pretty big, though.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine it's cheap, to even if you get extras and everything. Yeah,
because usually they only have, like, 2 battles. Like, you figure these seasons got to be ramping up to, like, bigger and bigger battles.
Yeah.
Because it feels like the earlier seasons, they, like, got away with that. They're like, they barely show you a battle. They're like, oh, and then a guy woke up, and the battle was over.
And the battle's over. You just see dead bodies everywhere.
Yeah. I feel like they do that a bunch.
But I think this season we're supposed to see a battle that's biggest battle we've ever seen. Which is pretty crazy, because two seasons ago, we had that one battle at the wall.
Yeah, considering they had
that one, and then we had
the
White Walker one. That was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't really call that one a battle, though. It was more like a
massacre.
Yeah, it was more like a rampage.
Yeah, true.
Pillaging.
Mm-hmm.
I had a nightmare about that White Walker the other night.
The king?
Yeah, the Joffrey-looking one.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my life. Steven Universe is coming back in June.
Steven Universe.
Yeah. And
what
is this
season? What season are they on now? Steven. I feel like animated shows are like so, like, there is no schedule. I feel like they come back at random times.
I think it's mainly because kids don't keep track of it.
I guess so.
This will be the 3rd season.
3rd season, eh?
Speaking of seasons, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia got renewed for 2 more seasons.
Exciting. So happy.
Which will be the 13th and 14th season. They already got renewed for a 12th season, which is the next season.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 2 more seasons.
That's great.
So we will
great
be in 2019 with It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yes.
And I think it ties for the longest running sitcom on TV.
Oh, wow. Yet they only have like 100 and something episodes, I think.
So I'm excited for this.
Yeah.
Because I was kind of sad when I heard
because it felt like they're going away.
That it was that next season was last season.
Mm-hmm.
And then it seemed like this season was going to be last season.
Yeah.
With like the name, if you look at the name of the episodes, you'd think that.
Yeah. It seems like they were gearing towards that.
I still haven't seen the last episode though.
Really? Part 2?
I don't know.
It's all right. It's good.
Yeah. Probably watch it today.
Yeah.
And The Grizzled.
Mm-hmm.
I found out we were playing it wrong.
Really?
When you withdraw, you're supposed to withdraw your Hard Knocks as well. So your Hard Knocks don't affect the main board. So like you had the Hard... Did you have the Hard Knock for that whistle?
Yeah.
After you withdrew, I could have played a whistle.
Oh, once that guy's gone, it's out of play.
But then when you come back, like
so
next
we were
round,
making
you're,
it harder on ourselves.
Yeah, but then the next battle...
It would still stay there, obviously. It's like I'm the person. I carry it with me.
Yeah.
So like everything that's hurting me is hurting us collectively unless I'm gone.
Then it
as a group,
hurt us
you're
anymore.
Not hurt. Ah, that makes a lot of sense, actually.
Yeah. And I think it makes it much easier.
Yeah.
So people were saying like... Cause
intentionally,
saw,
you want to withdraw sometimes.
Yeah.
Even if you have cards to play, just because it helps everyone else. If you have like 4 Hard Knocks or 2 hard... Two or 3 or something.
So I was... Because on Reddit, I saw this on the board game subreddit that someone's like played Grizzled and didn't realize I was playing it wrong forgot about this rule, and it's just a picture of that rule. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, I didn't realize that. And then people were saying, like, yeah, the game's so much harder. Like, we've only lost because we forgot about that rule.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, dude, we won. Like, we must have done pretty good.
Yeah, we're playing with that, and we still won.
Yeah. So there's an expansion coming out in May called At Your Orders, and it adds standing players for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So that way you can, like, it's more visual. So if you withdraw, you can just put it on your character card, mm-hmm. and that way we know who's in play and who's not.
Yeah.
It adds mission cards, which I thought were interesting. It's another deck, and it tells you what you have to do, like, to accomplish that mission.
Mm-hmm. It's like an extra thing.
Yeah.
On top of just...
And that's drawn by, like, the leader, the commander.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, it also tells you a minimum of, like, how many cards it has to be. And you the leader draws the first two cards off the top, chooses one, and then they have to put one back on the top, mm-hmm. whichever one they didn't choose. So I thought that was very interesting.
Yeah.
Because then it kind of, like, makes it more organized.
Mm-hmm.
And then what else does it add?
It gives something more for the commander to do.
Yeah.
Besides, does the speech and stuff.
Yeah, the speech and stuff. Well, no, you don't even get to do the speech.
Oh, he doesn't?
Until after.
Oh, yeah,
you get a speech.
After, but during the turn, you actually don't do anything special, yeah. Do you?
No. And then it also adds a two-player mode. So I'll be interested in that. I'm excited. It's supposed to be like around $10, I think.
Yeah.
In May. Has new artwork. Yeah.
Pretty good to me.
Yeah. I just found out about it. I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like old news, but
they don't give you like an alert that is happening.
Now let's talk about some MMA news. Major news.
Mm-hmm.
First off, UFC 197, John Jones got arrested.
Mm-hmm.
He was arrested for allegedly. Okay, so he got a ticket for quote-unquote drag racing, and then the body cam video came out from the cop, and he's like cussing at the cop, and then he got arrested for violating his parole, and now he has to do anger management, and he has to get permission to drive and stuff like that, and he's fighting UFC 197, which is later this month, which I was very excited for until Daniel Cormier pulled out of the fight due to injury. A lot of people were talking trash on him, but then I found out. I was very disappointed. It ruined my night that night I found out. Because I was telling people, I'm like, hey, make sure you're free. I think it was like April 24th or something. I was like, make sure you're free. It's like 3 years of Destiny Pizza. It's this fight. Mm-hmm. It's like, we'll have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And then deflation. But okay, yeah, so it's his first time. He's been in 18 fights in his professional MMA career at UFC and has never pulled out of any of them until this one. And let's see, he is so then they arranged for a new person to fight him.
Mm-hmm.
He's fighting a guy named OSP, who is his real name is Ovince St. Pro. And that's it. Okay, so this is April 23rd. It's for the interim title. So I'm glad with that, because that means next fight for sure, whoever wins this fight is going to fight Daniel Cormier.
Mm-hmm.
So that happened. Then UFC 198, Chris Cyborg, who normally fights in the Invicta League. She's out of Huntington Beach, out of the 714. She's fighting Leslie Smith in her UFC debut. It's Chris Cyborg's UFC debut. And that's going to be at a catch weight of 140, because Cyborg says she can't go below 140, but UFC doesn't have a weight class at 140 for women.
Oh.
It's at
mm-hmm.
135.
Mm-hmm.
I think they have 120 and 135. So yeah, that'll be interesting. Apparently, they offered Holly Holm this fight, and Holly Holm refused or denied the fight. Because
she want to wait for...
She wants to wait for whoever wins Miesha Tate versus Ronda Rousey.
Mm-hmm.
And the odds are crazy. Chris Cyborg has... I think she's... What is it? She has like a lot of knockouts in a row. Like I think it's 11 out of 15, her last 15 fights ended in knockout.
Mm-hmm.
So her odds right now are minus 1,100. So if you put $100 on her, you're walking away with $100, $109. And Leslie Smith is at +625, which means if you put $100 on her, you walk away with $725. So
pretty big favorite.
Pretty big favorite.
Yeah.
I mean, I mean
that's big, way bigger than like McGregor was last fight.
Yeah, I haven't seen a favorite like that for a long time. I was looking at the Jones Cormier ones, and Cormier was at around around 600 and something. And I was like, you know what? I said I wasn't going to make a bet for a year, but this is because a lot of people thought he was going to win, and then Jones got arrested. So I was like, maybe it might rattle his head a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then the day he got out of jail, he posted a training video on Instagram, and I was like, okay, like his trainer looks like he might get hurt.
Yeah.
So.
He's still ready for the fight.
He's still ready for the fight. But that's like, you put like $20 down on that, you're walking away with a decent amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you walk
around. So if you were to bet before somebody drops out, you just get your money back?
I guess so. I'm not really sure. Mm-hmm. I assume so.
Yeah. You wouldn't have to carry it over to this next fight.
No way. Then UFC 200. McGregor is getting a fight again. We knew that. But it's a rematch against Nate Diaz, mm-hmm. which we also kind of knew. At 170 pounds. Dana White said he didn't want to do it, but McGregor's obsessed.
Mm-hmm. He really wants to fight him again.
Yeah, so since McGregor's doing that, they're putting an interim featherweight title, which McGregor currently has the featherweight title. They're putting that on the line for Jose Aldo and Frankie Edgar.
So what an interim, that just means...
Usually,
are they simultaneously holding a title?
Yeah, so they both have a title.
So
and
he's
then,
got a title, and then they got to fight each other.
Yeah, then they have to fight each other. Yeah. Usually it's due to injury if someone pulls out of a fight.
Mm-hmm.
Or...
Because they want a title fight for UFC 200, is that why?
Yeah. Because like the main event is nothing. It's just a rematch.
Yeah.
Which I guess is cool, but not really. And then also Sage Northcutt. Super Sage Northcutt is fighting... Enrique Marin.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be pretty cool because I like to see him fight. In last fight, he got destroyed because he went up in weight. And I hope he learned his lesson. So that's it.
Wraps it up.
Yeah, it's crazy, though. Let's actually talk about this McGregor-Diaz fight.
Right.
McGregor's favorited.
Yeah, I think...
He's a favorite. Right now, on Vegas odds.
I'm not really surprised.
You sound like Nate Diaz. I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
No, just because I feel like the way people bet, they'll be like, oh, he can't lose twice. They still know the name is still bigger.
If I were to give you $20, who would you put it on?
I think I'd put it on Diaz. I saw the fight. I mean.
On this rematch?
Yeah.
You gonna put some money down with me?
No, not really.
Go half on?
No.
On a bet with Diaz?
I can't do it. No. I don't know the intricacies too much of... I feel like I bet too emotionally.
Let me look at the odds right now.
Like, I'm telling... Like, if Rousey fought home again, I'm pretty sure Ronda Rousey will still be favored.
Yeah.
Like, it's just the name is too big right now.
Because I still haven't put my first deposit in on this betting app.
Mm-hmm.
And you get 200% bonus. So if you put in a $50...
You get 100.
You get $100 for free.
Mm-hmm.
And you get... So your total bank would be $150.
Yeah.
So I'm saying we both put in $20.
Mm-hmm.
We turn that into what? So that's $40. You turn that into $120. $120 on Nate Diaz.
Mm-hmm. What are the odds right now? Do they have the odds?
I'm pulling it up right now, yeah.
Because I'm sure he's not favored by a ton.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I can't imagine he's like a huge favorite. That'd be just... I'm sure it's close.
Oh, whoa. Never mind. Now Diaz's favorite.
Oh.
It's I'm surprised. But they're both minus. So either of them. It's like minus 125 and minus 105 for McGregor.
Okay. I'm kind of surprised, actually. I assume McGregor would just carry it over, but...
I've never seen one where they're both minus. Oh, I guess, yeah.
I guess they're that close.
Yeah. Where no matter what,
it's Vegas almost it's almost money. A push.
Almost.
Almost. Not quite. But, like, the odds fluctuate, of course.
That's unfair.
What's unfair? They fluctuate?
No, that it's minus 105, minus 125.
That's kind of weird. I can't remember seeing that. That is kind of odd.
So, yeah.
On Netflix today, Walt Before Mickey.
Yeah, I think that's a documentary or a movie or something.
Mm-hmm. About Walt Disney, I assume. Be funny if it was a different Walt out there.
Walter White.
Walter White before Mickey Mouse.
Come back tomorrow for some WeViewed, Reviewed, and discussion. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.